Abrams. Is that what you said? Let's see the copy. David Attenborough. Ari Barkas. Kai Ben Hanan. Cheryl Ben Barad. Aya Berman. Chaim Bloom. Ari Brown. Ari Brown. Yitzhak Dayan. Josh Fagan. Josh Ahab. Ben Sienfeld. Ari Catano. Jacob Hagler. Alberto Arari. Alberto went to Panama.
Yeah.
Uwe Himmelstein. Jude Inslicht. Ari Kamenetsky. Yitzhak Kamenetsky. Benjamin Katz. Neil Kurtz. Jeremy Melman. Yitzhak Weisels. Jacob Melman. Jonathan Ebenhaus, Chaim Rafman, Anil Shaffel, Jonathan Seltzer, Joshua Weider, Ellie Werner, you'd like to wait, Wichner. There you are. Yehuda Wolkenfeld. Oh, so somebody emailed me that they're not on the list. All right. So, we move on. I'm going to go to the house. Look, the shlishes. It's no different than. It's no different. This shlishes, which is the emsoi, is no different than the shlishes, which is not the emsoi. Which is at a. But the Pshuma Levi says not. The Pshuma Levi says no. In this case, you have to have a pas dal of mashim. With lovod comes out, you have zayin tvoch. Etim ma maish nochosim the kamet sagi v'tefach soitim. Maish nochosim the kamet boit pas dal. What's the difference? There's two different gesoys in the Gemara. The gesoys that we have, the gesoys of the Ran, Rashi, is chosim dike shtei tfanes kil chosim sagali betepach soif. Ocha deleka shtei tfanes kil chosim chershidi. Yikta pas dalit in the Gleiloi. Gesoys Arif in the Rosh is chosim dike shtei tfanes de Arevon. Arevon means kim ingam. Min chayas means kil chosim also means kim ingam. But nonetheless, it's a different notion. We'll see, maybe it's important. The Hussein, the Ashtate finest day, Ravon, Sagali, but Nefer Sefik. Oh, the Lekish state finest day, Ravon. So you have to pass Dalit. What does Rashi have to say? Holy Ruch Shiitze. So Ishkan Arba Yitze. The Tefach has to be Kenegara Yitze. Normally, you only have two Kenegara Yitzes. Here, you have four Kenegara Yitzes, so you have a more opportunity to be Maimed Kenegara Yitzes. And Pshuma Levi says, no, that's Rabbi Yehuda. And Pshuma Levi says, no, Eisa Pas Dalet, Doifin Gomer Shal Dalet Fochim, Mamina Keneg, Kip Yeprochus Megimel Samach, Doifin Eitzel Mitzaya, Eitzel Mitzaya, Mitzorach Pas Dalet, the Chemin Lo, but Ika Zayin, Tfochim, so Gemara says, what's the difference? So the Gemara says, there you have shtei tfanei shleimus kilchosin kimin gam. Rashi had the guess also kilchosin. There you have shtei tfanei shleimus kilchosin kimin gam. De'eniris mifuloshes gehai. So then it's enough to have a pas dalet. Today it's enough to have a tefach seichik. Rashi had the guess kilchosin. Rashi had some hesbel here. They're not niris mifuloshes gehai. What's this little hay supposed to be? That's good. I didn't understand this Rashi. What does he mean? Ain nearest the loshes kihay. What's this loshen? He means like this picture. So then it doesn't mean so much. Kimin gam. They're not mufulosh. Like in this picture. They're not saying a lumbus. He's just saying a picture. Anyway, yeah. Let's start like this. We have a sukkah so you can lovely. And according to Bishul Levi, we pass like Bishul Levi, you have to make a pas dalet. And then you have lovud, pas dalet plus. And then you have lovud. So, sat hakel, you have the version of seven. And the reason why you need it is because, l'chatchila, you don't have shtayim darim. You don't have kimin gam. So, therefore, you have to have a bigger, you have to have more. You can't just have a tefach sech. So now, yesh lovud. Now that I have a pas dalet with lovud, which are the shtayim kilchosin of you? Which tfan is now are the shtayim kilchosin? This is the central shayla of your by sukkah so you come up. Is the pshat that the shtayim kilchosin are now the side doifin with the doifin emsoi? Because the doifin emsoi is seven tfakim. So, and it's harivan. So maybe that's the way. Maybe that's the idea. You have to have a pas dalet with love. Now I have zayin tvachim. That becomes the shtayim kilchosin because now I have shtayim kimin gam, and this will be the shlishis. That's one possibility. Or is the pshat no? La'olam the doifin emsoi is not from the shtayim kilchosin. Maybe the shtayim kilchosin have to be salad. We saw yesterday in the guide. So maybe la'olam this shtayim kilchosin remain the mechitzas on the side. Since the machitzas on the side lack the quality of being arevon, so then it's not enough to do a tefach seichik. You have to have a bigger tikkun. You need to have a more than a tefach seichik. You have to have a pas dalet. La'olam the shtayim kilchosin and the machitzas on the side. That's a shali. Very. We need to come to grips with.
Isn't it saying that the shtayim kilchosin is filled by two different walls?
No, it's maybe the shtayim kilchosin. Possibility number one is that this is now the shtayim kilchosin because the shtayim kilchosin have to be the arevon. Now this is the shtayim kilchosin, and this is my shlishis. And ever since this shlishis doesn't have to be so long, it could be a tefach, it could be a tefach seichik. But it happens to be that it it's there. But I wouldn't need this to be a whole definite pasuk. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two is la'olam. This can't be the shtayim kilchosin because for shtayim kilchosin I need solid walls. La'olam the shtayim kilchosin. This is the side walls, and this is the shlishis. But normally shlishis has to be is enough to be a tefach seichik. But here, because the shtayim kilchosin are not arevon, so they have to have a bigger amount of. The doifin shlishis needs to be more than ordinarily would need to be. Now, I'm just Bashkof Rishonah, we're going to get deep into this. Bashkof Rishonah, we could say, and maybe it's totally in the size. If you go in the Gemara, like Rashi, like the Ran, that that the Gemara is in Agam, that the Gemara, when the Gemara said, if you go to the Gemara, Chosam deika shtayim kil chosam, and hochaleka shtayim kil chosam. So that means that the word kil chosam includes the idea of kimin gam. So that's the Gemara saying. There's no question. The Gemara is in Mechalek. Sukkah suyu kimin gam. There it's a sukkah suyu kimin gam. That's why it's enough to have a tefer seichel. Here it's a mobi. It's a foolish. So not enough to have a tefer seichel. That's the distinction the Gemara is making between a gam and a mobi. But if you go to the Gemara kilchosun, that means that the Gemara is using the word kilchosun to denote the idea of kim and gam. The Ran says it's the figure. The Ran says that according to Tshuva Levi, the word kilchosun is kolel not only the idea of shir meshek sukkah, shayim kilchosun, two long walls, but it also is tati mashma, it also is kolel the idea that of arevam. Kilchosun means arevam. So if you go like that, that's argues the Gemara, the gears of the Ran and Rashi. So then the Gemara is saying that the shtayim kilchoson, part of the shtayim that are kilchoson need to be arevam. Because the Gemara is using kilchoson as a synonym for arevam. The Gemara is including the word arevam. It doesn't say arevam. Arevam means kimingam, right? But that doesn't say the word arevam or kimingam. It says the word kilchoson, says the Ran. Because kilchoson, at least according to Yeshua Levi, the kilchoson, the shtayim kilchoson, what makes them kilchoson is not only that they're long, what makes them kilchoson is that they're kimingam, is that they're arevam. So then we're saying that the shtayim kilchosan need to be arevan. Well, if the shtayim kilchosan need to be arevan, then how could the two side walls be the shtayim kilchosan? Kilchosan means they have to be arevan, and they're not arevan, so they're not kilchosan. So these walls can't be the shtayim kilchosan. So what are the shtayim kilchosan al karchach? The middle wall becomes one of the shtayim kilchosan. Those are kimin gam. Those are kilchosan. Those are the shtayim kilchosan. On the other hand, the guys like the Rif and like the Rosh, the chosan the shtayim d'arevon hocha leka here is not arevon. Then it's not so poshut. Then it could be that arevon is not one of the conditions of kilchosan. Arevon is edmaila, but it's not one of the conditions of being kilchosan. It's not definitive of being kilchosan. You could have two mechises that are not a rebon, and they're still the shtayim kilchosan. So then, all the Gemara perhaps is saying is that la'olim these two walls, the four walls, those are the shtayim kilchosan. But since they're not a rebon, so these are the shtayim kilchosan, but they're a shvacha shtayim kilchosan. And therefore they need to have a better doifen shlishi. And then it's the Rosh. In the Rosh, we're not going to talk about the Rosh today. We'll talk in the Rosh more tomorrow. Believe me. But in the Rosh, you see Mamish Diburim al Derech Zer. The Rosh says Pshat in Agamara that since the two mechitzes are gruois, because they're not a Reivon, so you need to have a bigger tikkun in the Doifen HaShlishi. That when you have Shtayim Kilchosan, that are mechitzes Toivois, there are Reivon, then the mechitzes HaShlishi is the Doifen HaShlishi, it's enough for Tefach Zeich. You don't need such a big tikkun in the Doifen HaShlishi. But when you have when the shtayim kilchosan that gruois, so you have to have a bigger. Then the doifen hashlishi needs to have a bigger tikkun. That's why you need to pass down. So in the Rosh, you see the ferish such a mahalach machshav. La'olam, these are the shtayim kilchosan. The sidewalls are the shtayim kilchosan. But because they're not a reivon, so therefore they're the kilchosan, the shtayim kilchosan that gruois. Because the shtayim kilchosan that gruois, so the shlishi just has to compensate by being a little bit more. So it's not enough for tefach soicha. Can you have a pass down? Yeah, maybe that needs flushing out. But upon him, you see the direction of the Rosh. That's very good with his gear, because the Rosh Taka Gar is Arevon. That means Arevon is not a condition of being Kilchosim. These Mechitzas are not Arevon, and the side Mechitzas here are not Arevon. They're still the Shtayim Kilchosim. Arevon is not a condition, not part of the definition of Kilchosim. The definition of Kilchosim is the two long walls. And that's the two sides of the Mobi. Arevon is a mile in the Shtayim Kilchosim. So when the Shtayim Kilchosim happened to be Arevon, then they're very, then their mechitzas toivois, mu'ulois, then the third wall could be a little bit weaker, could be a tefach seichikon. When the shtayim kilchosan are gruois, because they lack the maila being a rebon, so then the doifen shlishi needs to be better. It's not enough for it to be a tefach seichik, then already it has to be a pas dal. David Stephen Jerabon. But if the Ran, that the Ran is goyris, Rashi, the Ran, Agamor, we're goyris, chosan deika shtayim kilchosan. So then we're saying that we're using kilchoson to mean arevon. We're saying that arevon is part of the kilchoson. That implies, first of all, it implies that's a din deraisa. That's also important. Rafid Darosh doesn't say anywhere that a raven is a din deraisa. Kilchosin is the halacha shtayim kilchosin. You need two mechitzas shleimus. That's a din deraisa. Kilchosin. That's the hilchosin. A raven is a mila. Maybe it's a mila drabonim. When the two kilchosin are a raven, they're better. So therefore, all you need is a tefach seichel. When the two kilchosin have a greyesim, they're not a raven. Maybe it's a grey. Maybe it's a drabonim to be greyesim. But it's a greyesim. So therefore, the daifin shlishi needs to be better. Could be all midra bottom. But to feed the Ran, a kilchosin about his mashma din deraisa. To feed the Ran, the Gemara is saying, the gifts that we have in the Gemara, the Ran's gifts, that the Gemara is saying that this is here you don't have shtayim kilchosin because the two sidles are not a Rebun, they're not kilchosin. So then you're saying a Rebun is part of the deraisa, like a definition of the shtayim kilchosin. And if the two mechises are not a Rebun, then they're not the shtayim kilchosin. So then the chayr it follows. That these two sidewalls cannot be the Shtayim Kilchosin. Because Kilchosin means, among other things, it means two things, like the Ran says Tarte Mashma. But part of the definition of Kilchosin is that it has to be a Reivon. The two sidewalls here are not a Reivon. So they're not Kilchosin. So where's my Shtayim Kilchosin? A Kochet, the middle wall, becomes one of the two, what becomes the Shtayim Kilchosin. And the Fize, Filiran. I want to work with the Ran. Tomorrow, then we'll talk more about the Rosh. Maybe a little bit. But today, I want to work with the Ran because the Ran, there's going to be issues here. So let's say this is the way it works, the Filiran. But that's the Mashma. Shtai Kilchosin, Tarte Mashma. That means the Shtai Kilchosin is not enough that the Shleimus, they have to be Arabo. That's what the Ran says. The Ran says, very interesting Ran, the Ran says that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shtayim kilchosin just means shmechitzu shleimus. Doesn't mean anything about our Eivon. So the Eivon himself could be a tefach. But the fear of Yeshuv and Levi, kilchosin tarte mashma. Kilchosin includes the idea of being shleimus, sayin tfachim, kashir mashach sukkah. But it also includes the idea of being our Eivon. So the two, the shtayim kilchosin, need to be not merely kashir mashach sukkah, but they need to be our Eivon. So here the two sidewalls are not our Eivon. So come, so in the Chor you have to say, so what's the tikkun? So what does help to have a pasdala? The answer is because we have a pasdala. So now you have, now that becomes, with lobot, that gives me seven tfachim. So that doifen and soy now becomes the shtayim, becomes one of the shtayim kilchosin. Here, my shtayim kilchosin, now I remember. This will the chayr explain also, what's the idea of pasdala? What's the accomplishment of pasdala? What is this? It's arbitrary. Rosh is a little marsh, but it's arbitrary. It's a bit of better tikkun. Tefach soik is a weaker tikkun. Pasdala is a bigger tikkun. Fideran, I understand very well what's the idea of pasdala. The idea of pasdala is now you make a lobot, and now you have seven tvachim, and seven tvachim is the sheer meshach sukkah, which I need because I want to make this doifin into one of, I need to make this middle doifin into one of the shtayim kilchosun. So to be one of the shtayim kilchosun, well, kilchosun means areva, but it also means kashir meshach sukkah. So therefore, I need to have a pasdala in order that Sachak will have seven tefachim, in order for the Doifen Emsoi to be from the Shtayim Kilchosin. Kach
b'pshuta. So if you have a day of that, it's just the Mila to have a Revan, so it's just an arbitrary...
So I don't know if it's arbitrary. We'll see later. We'll see in the Rosh when we deal with the Rosh. But if I put him in the Ran, it's mislakish. But the reason why I need to have a pasdala is because I need to create seven tefachim because this is my shtayim kilchosin. So if it's less than seven tefachim, it's not going to be for my shtayim kilchosin. But if that's the case, then the chori we have to then say that you can use lovod to create shtayim kilchosin. Because if we're positing in the Ran that the middle doifin is one of the shtayim kilchosin, and yet it's made up in part of lovod, so l'chayr it's mochuch, that you can use lovod to create the shtayim kilchosin. The Goyin, we saw yesterday, the Goyin says in the Rambam, but we saw a kapanah, there's a shita that you can't, that the shtayim kilchosin can't be made up of lovod, they have to be solid all the way through. So l'chayr and Rana says not do it. Because the feeder ran, this is the Shtayim Kilchasim. The Daifinim Tsoi is part of the Shtayim Kilchasim. And part of it is Lovud. So you see, that Lovud could be part of the constituent, part of that the Shtayim Kilchasim can be made up out of Lovud.
That we're working in within, meaning we saw the Gaon said that by Shtayim Kilchasim, which is just a Kilchasim, but meaning the Ritva also seems to say that now in this case, now we're not using that thing of Shtayim Kilchasim, which is just a Kilchasim, we're just using three walls. Now we have three walls. That's why you need the past dial of Lovud. So now we're just having three shlemus walls.
I never need three, I only need two.
And that's the din of Shtayim Kilchasim, which is just a Kilchasim, but if I'm not using that halacha which we see in Adin, so I just need three shlemus walls. So therefore now I can use Lovud.
No, the Goyim said if you have four walls, you don't need, you could use Lovud. But to say you can use Lovud, you can't use Lovud for the Shtayim Kilchasim, but you could use Lovud when you have three full walls. That already makes a pesach. That's a regular kiddush. I mean, the Goyim is bad enough, but you're not making a kiddush. Okay, is that when you have three full walls, then you could use Lovud for the three full walls. Okay, maybe, but in Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah. But meanwhile, let's assume that there. Let's not multiply things that we don't even say. Not the end of the world. We could say in the Ran that the Ran holds you could use Lovud for Shtayim Kilchasim. It's not written in stone. The Goyim says, the Goyim will see a Mitzvah Shem today, I hope, where the Goyim is coming from. Where the Goyim says it in the Rambam, and we don't know yet what Rambam the Goyim is talking about. Maybe you saw the Maramah Klamis already. But Mitzvah Shem today, we'll see more where the Goyim is stored in the Rambam. But meanwhile, we're not in the Rambam, so we can say this in the Rambam. We can say Gan's fine. What's so terrible? There are sheets, Tosis for sure. Tosis holds that you could use Lovud for Shtayim Kilchasim. You'll say it also today, Mr. Shem. But now there's a problem. Because if the Ran holds that you could use Lovud for the Shtayim Kilchasim, so then why do you have to have a Pas Dalet at all? Why does it make a bunch of Kanim that give me seven Tvachim? With two Kanim, you can get seven Tvachim. You put a Kone after two Tvachim, and then you have a Kone, and then you have... you can have a Kone of half a Tefach, put a Pachas Migimol, and then another kind of half a tefach, and put a Pachas Migimol. And with Kanim, that's all. You don't need a Pas Dalet to get. If you use Lovud, if we can use Lovud to make up our Daifin over here, so why do we need a Pas Dalet at all? Just make a Mechitza Shul Kanim.
Also, for the first wall, even for the first wall, why not just use Lovud for that as well? Meaning, why are we going with the assumption that the first wall?
Yeah, in the Chananic, but maybe that's a given. That was just a case in the Gemara. So, Kasliya Kamor. That's just a case. Maybe it was Lovud. Maybe it was Lovud for him. But here the Gemara says, for this life, and you have to use a Pas Dalet. Why need a Pas Dalet? Why not just make it? Why not just make Kanis? So I could have said, well, yes, yeah, that's the problem. Why do we? We'll see in a second. The emes is so the emes is this, in a way this is siachsus nishayim to the shayim. These Gemara to Zion base. This is a very important Gemara. It's a parallel Gemara to Agamar. The Gemara at the bottom of the Zion base. It says, Omer of Ami. Five lines from the bottom. Omer of Ami. Pas dalet umashu matir besukim mishum doifin. Umukin lepochis migimel tvachim samach doifin. Vikol pochis migimel tvachim samach doifin kelov adon. So Ami said, you could use a pas dalet by a doifin sum. With lovud, pas dalet umashu, you can make a Doifin with Zion Tvachim, and it's good. What's my Kamashmon? Kamashmon, Shirim. What's even the Chiddush? Lovud, we know there's Lovud. What's the Chiddush is that Shirim Eshech Sukkah Zayin? So what's the case? So Tosfos says, the bottom of Tosfos, Parchas Megim Osamach LeDoifin. So Tosfos, Mitzvah Sukkah V'Shtei Tfanis. V'Shita Kulam Arayi Delel V'Pirkin K'Rabon Adam Yishtayim K'Lchosim. Hayinu K'min Gam. Rav Ami doesn't say anything about Sukkah, so you come over. It just says, Pas Dalet, Matir B'Sukkah. Tai says Poshib Shapin Rolachar. Rav Ami's not talking about a Sukkah Seifimobu, he's not talking about a Doifin and Soy. Rav Ami's talking about Shtayim Kim and Gam, the two basic tefanis of the Sukkah. And Rav Ami says they can use a Pasdalad with Lovot to make the Shtayim Kilchasim. First of all, so we have a according to Tosis, we have a Gemara that you could use Pas Dalet to make Shtayim Kilchasim. So a Vadel if you Tosis, if you make a Pas Dalet over here by the Mobley, that becomes the Shtayim Kilchasim. Whether you lose, that's for sure. I mean, Tosis said the Fairish. You can make Shtayim Kilchasim out of Pas Dalet. So here you take a half Shtayim Kilchasim with the Pas Dalet. And that Tosis, and Tosis take asks, Fed Tosis the Tema, Lomeli Pas Dalet, Yasa Pashne Tvokum, the Amidena Sama Kudofen. And you'll have it with love. What do you need a pas dalet? You can make less than a pas dalet, and you can make a mechitzah zayin out of love. Why can't you do that over here too? The leklish niyachol kidem shani holson to us to avir the high gisim of batalei. That's a concept of erevin. That if the avir on either side is bigger than the omen in the middle, so it's mevatalei. So Tosis says you can't do that over here. The hocha kolapachis midim kolavodomi behavalei kisosim. You want erevin? This is going to be important to us later on, but not right this second. The din of us avir the high gisim of batalei is when it's not lovod. When it's lovod, it's sosim. Yeah, making love, it's not avir the hagisa with the hagisa, it's all sosa with love. After all such places, I feel also cult finance that sukkah connor, connor, the purpose of Gimel Sherik, it is Daniel El, Doif and Sukkah, Doif and Shabbos. Lashley, connor, the Haver, Gimel Tvachim. And it's a fair shake of my voice, that you can make a mechitza shokana. But this one that we talked about, that the Goyim talked about the other day. You see the fair, so why didn't you pass down and make a mechitza shokana? It says in the Gemara, you can make a mechitza shokana on sukkah. So it's like ain't shaykh lechalek klal ben sukkah shel gimel tfanis the sukkah shel dalet. Interesting thing. The goyim's mechalek. That's the goyim. You can't use lavud for them for the shtayim kilchason, but if it's from all four sides, you could. He said ain't shaykh lechalek klal. It's not shaykh lechalek. Why? Because it's tvei. The bishnei pasim sheish b'kolechet chatzit tefel kumashu sagin and muki chad b'pachas min gimel samach l'dayfim v'idich muki v'idich pachas min gimel samach l'vish. You don't even need so much. You could just do a tefel kumashu on one side, a tefel kumashu on the other side. Not a tefach, a chatzit tefach. But a chatzit tefach, samach l'gayfim, chatzit tefach, samach l'kochus migimel, and then another chatzit tefach, samach l'gimel. Anyway, Kitzit Tosis the answer is very strange. V'yesh lo'yman b'shum d'arminim, seif b'rakam et erevin, d'chol mechitzah shel eni shel shesi v'ere v'ene mechitzah. That a mechitzah has to have a vertical and a horizontal. V'yoshnei pasim sh'eim kolechet arba havelik a mechitzah shel shesi. This is very strange. It's a mechitzah in my erevin. We don't pass them that way. So what does Tosis want? And then, moreover, Tosis just brought the Gemara in Dav Zayin that a mechitza shel kanim is good. But how do you even solve the problem? Tosis brought a fairish Gemara. So what do you call the Gemara in Erevin that you need a mechitza shel shesiv leit mishal air? Chaykes in Gemara in Erevin. So then, what do you do with the Gemara in Dav Zayin? The Gemara in Dav Zayin says the fairish that a mechitza shel kanim is good by sukkah. This is a very strange Tosis. So the Rashi says pshat in this Tosis. Emerson Tosis Rosh says this way to fairish that Tosis means. That since the mechitzah shel shesi, mechitzah shel kanim is controversial, erevin is machlekes, so Rav Ami didn't want to get into it. After all, that wasn't Rav Ami's main agenda. Rav Ami's main agenda was to tell me how can mashmal on the shiur meshach sukkazai. So Rav Ami talked about a pas dalet. A pas dalet is a very good. A pas dalet with lovet is for sugar. You want to do less. You want to do kanim. So then it goes into the shiur of shesi erev sukkis erevin. So Rav Ami said, "What do I have to bar? Well, we're not learning erevin. I have to get into that." But in a chenami, it says in place in a chenami, you really don't need a pas dalet. You could do a mechitzah shel kanim and it's just as good. So we have a shita mishnah, shita satosis, that mechitzah shel kanim is good by sukkah. There's no chilat gimel tfanis, dalet tfanis. That the Gemara says pas dalet is just for l'rafchan and milsa. Really, don't need pas dalet. It's enough to have kanim. The chayyur Tosis going to have to say the same thing in our Gemara. That when Rav Shulman Levi said you need a pas dalet, he didn't really mean a pas dalet. He meant you could do kanim too. His main point was you need to have zayin tfochim. You need to make a zayin tfochim with lovod. Do a pas dalet with the pachas megibul, and now you have zayin tfochim al yidei lovod, and mele you have to, and mele you have the mingah. Now you have zayin kilchos. So that's important to note, just as a baseline. Shita surfaces, if I could don't need to pass that, love it is good enough. Give the kind. However, the Ran, over there in Tazayin the base, the Ran says differently than Tassus. The Ran is, first of all, to learn Pshat and Gemara differently than Tassus. The Ran learns Pshat and Gemara. The Rabbam is not talking about a Sukkah so you can become, but Rabbam is talking about a Sukkah so you can move. Rabbam is the same case as Agama. I'm talking about the Doif and Emtsoi. And Rabbam says the Doif and Emtsoi needs to be a Pasdal. With Gimel, with Bachas Megibel, with Lobo Nayav Zay. Fret the Ran. Ran himself asks, why do you need a Pasdal? Why do you just make Lobo Kanan? Says the Ran, Zalosh. No, you need to have a Pasdal, because you need a Shir Aroy. You need a solid Mechitza to the of a Shir Aroy. A Shir Aroy, how do you mean the Ran says in Agam also? That Le Matsinu and Mechitza Bachas Medal Tov. So you need to have a doifin that has a shear, a minimum shear that a doifin could be, that a mechitza could be. Mechitza can't be less than 4 tefachim. So you need to have a solid mechitza 4 tefachim. That's a shear aroy. And then for the remainder, you could say lovot. So we put this all together, all the runs together. So what do we have? We have like this. Shitas Aran, first of all, is that Shtayim Kilchoson includes the idea of Aregon. That's what he's doing in the verse. The internet. Kilchoson left the Shtayim Kilchoson. By Moby, the two side walls did not Kilchoson. It was Kilchoson, Tarte Mashma, and it includes the idea of Aregon. So the Shtayim Kilchoson need to be Aregon. So there's Akkorch, we have to say. That the middle wall, the Doifen Amsoi, becomes one of the Shtayim Kilchoson. And we can take a stack and say that that's why you need to have Zayin Tochim. That's exactly why you need to set up Zayin Tochim over here. Because it needs to be from the Shtayim Kilchoson. If it's not going to be, it's going to be a Tefach Seichik. It's not going to have Zayin Tochim. Then it's not going to be a day. It's not going to be from the Shtayim Kilchoson. So maybe that's why I need to have a wall of 7 Tochim. However, yes, they ran in Dr. Zayin. Yes, they ran in Dr. Zayin. But then why not just make Kanim of 7 Tochim? And says the Ran, no, I need to have a Shir Aroy. I need to have a solid wall that's a Shir Aroy. So the Chorot says in this Ran that for the Shtayim Kilchoson, you could use Lovud. So it's not like the Goyim that you can't use Lovud for Shtayim Kilchoson at all. But there's a limit. You could use Lovud, but you need to have 4 solid Tefachim, a Shir Aroy. Once you have a Shia Roy, then for the remainder you could use Lovud. Needs a Hezman Lumbus a little bit. If Shtayim Kilchoson needs to be solid, so it should have to be Zayin Tochim. If it doesn't need to be solid, then why can't you have Lovud all the way through? What's this show over here that you can use Lovud, but you need a Shia HaRoy that's solid. The Shia HaRoy of solid Daifun, and then the rest, your Roy needs Dalet Tochim. And then the rest of the Shia you can make up with Lovud. It needs a Hasbar all by itself. What's the Gedda done? What is this show exactly over here? I heard Moshele the Rei that the Ran holds that you can't use Lovud to make a Shem Doifin, but you could use Lovud for the Shira Doifin. But less than Dalet Tefachim doesn't have a Shem Doifin, not a Doifin at all. So for that you can't use Lovud. You need to have a Doifin without Lovud. But once you have a Shem Doifin, so now what's missing is the Shir, the Shir of the Doifin. So for the Shir of the Doifin, maybe for that you could use that. For that, the Ran says you could use Lovud. Yeah, we could say Lovud doesn't have. I think we're going to say differently in the end, so I'm not going to bother right now to say lumbus. But is lumbus there to be that could be said? How to be mad at that? But now we have a question. So it comes out of the round. We're putting this all together. It comes out of the round, first of all, that the middle one over here is from the Shtayim Kilchasim. But the Ran said Shtayim Kilchasim includes the idea of Ereva. So Akafik, this is from the Shtayim Kilchasim. And we added that that's why you need Zayin Tvachim. So why do you need Kanan? Why not just use Kanan? Why do you need Pasdalet? So now we have the other Ran, Dr. Zayin, that you need to have a Shiaroi, you need to have a solid Pasdalet. The rest you could say Lo. So it comes out in the Ran that for the Shtayim Kilchasim, you could use Pasdalet with Lovin. So first of all, there's a question. So what's how? So how does the Gemara say that you can make a mechitzah shel kanan? What do you do with the Gemara by us, the Braisa, that says that on Shabbos you could that on Sukkah that doif in Shabbos could doif in Sukkah? Ubavashlo yikon ben konel gimel tvachim. We have a perish of Braisa that says that you can make a mechitzah shel that on Sukkah you could use a mechitzah shel kanan. What do you mean? You need to have a pasdalet at least. So this question is asked by the Magen Avraham. And this is the Magen Avraham that the Gaon was had referenced. The Magen Avraham quotes the Rabbi Tzai that you have to have a pasdalet. Less than a pasdalet doesn't go. Ask the Magen Avraham, what do you mean? The Gemara says that you can have a mechitzah shel kanan. So you could use lovin for mechitzah of sukkah. Answers the Magen Avraham, that's when it's from all four sides. More four sides, you can have a mechitzah shel kanan. But if you go with Shtayim Kilchasim, then you have to have a pasdalet. This is where the Goyin, when he's busy with the Rambam, with what he says in the Rambam, which we haven't yet seen, that the Rambam holds you can't use lovet for Shtayim Kilchasim at all. That's not like the Rambam. The Rambam says you could use lovet, but you have to have a pasdalet. The Goyin says in the Rambam that you can't use lovet at all for the Shtayim Kilchasim. In fact, the Goyin, but you can use a mechitzah shel kanan. Says the Goyim, I am Magen Avraham. And he says, this Magen Avraham, he's not talking in that sheet, he's talking in the Ram sheet that you need a pasdalet, but says this word, that when you need a pasdalet, that's when you're trying to construct the Shtayim Kilchasim. But when you have mechitzas from all four sides, then you don't need a pasdalet, then you can just have a mechitzas shulkan. Chazanish says he doesn't understand it. And he's chalak on the Magen Avraham, and the Chazanish says you have to say the mechitzas shulkan is where you had a pasdalet. That's a terrible. The price that says you could use kanan by sukkah means if you have a pasdalet, then for the rest you could use kanan. On each side you need a pasdalet, and then for the rest of the length of the sukkah, which may be very long, you could use a mechitzah shel kanan. It shouldn't be parz meruah. That is another question. This is the Chazanish's question. This is the Chazanish I sent you in the Maharam Kodesh. Thank the Chazanish. So it would seem that the Ran holds that you can use Pas Dalet for the Shtayim Kilchasim. We'll led to this conclusion ineluctably. The Ran holds that the Shtayim Kilchasim need to be a Reva. A Koch by a Sukkah Seyi Kimovoi, the Doifin Emsoi is one of the Shtayim Kilchasim. Well, if it's one of the Shtayim Kilchasim, and yet it's good enough for Pasdal, so our Korchach HaTo'eimer, that even in the Shtayim Kilchasim, you could use a Pasdal. He asked the Chazanish, so why in the Gemara in Tezayin and Mekbeis, when Rav Ami said that a Pasdal is Ksheir of Besukkah, did the Ran learn that Rav Ami's talking about a Sukkah Asuya Kemobi? Why didn't the Ran learn like Tosfos? Rav Ami said, didn't say a word about Sukkah Asuya Kemobi. Rav Ami said you could use a pasdalet for a doif in Sukkah, and with Lovod, and Maika Mashma, and Shir Meshach Sukkah Zayin. So why not learn Rav Ami Kipshutoi that he's talking about a Sukkah Asuya Kemin Gan, a regular Shtayim Kilchasim? Rav Ami says the Shtayim Kilchasim you can make out of a pasdalet with Lovod. Or one of the Shtayim Kilchasim you can make a pasdalet with Lovod, the other. What drove the Ran to learn not like Tosfos? Tosfos is the Pashup Shat of the Gemara. There's not a word in the Gemara that design about Sukkah Asuya Kemobi. Moreover, Sukkah Asuya Kemobi is a Machalikas of Shuba Levi and Rabbi Yehuda in HaGemara. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about a Machalikas. The simple Pshat in Gemara design of the base is that the Gemara that design base is not talking about Sukkah Asuya Kemobi, Mandocha Shmei. It's telling me, Doif in Sukkah, you could use a Pasdal. That's how Tosfos learned. Tosfos holds you could even use Kanan. Tosfos asks, why do you even need Pasdalet? She said, love that. Okay, fine. But a component of the Pashup Shad in that Gemara is that we're talking about Shtayim Kilchasim. The Ran doesn't learn the way. The Rambam is that we're not talking about Shtayim Kol Chatzon and Tishrei. Rambam is not talking about Shtayim Kol Chatzon. He's talking about the Sukkah Sikimovoi and the Doifan Emsoi, and he's siding with Rabbi Shubham Levi against Rabbi Yehuda. What's driving around to learn that way? Says the Chazon Ish, Al Kochach the Rana held that for the Shtayim Kol Chatzon you can't use a Pasdalek. Because for Shtayim Kol Chatzon you didn't have solid walls, like the Goyim. It's only the Doifen and Soy, it's not from the Shtayim Kol Chatzon, there we allow a Pasdalek. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, Al Kochach, the Shtayim Kol Chatzon are not the middle wall. The Shtayim Kol Chatzon are the side walls. And they're solid walls through and through. The middle wall is the Shlishi. I said, why do you need a Pasdalek? Why do you need a Pasdalek? Says the Chazon Ish, that's to take care of the problem of Arevon. But not that that's the Shtayim Kol Chatzon. In other words, the kids of Chazon Ish are saying that the Shtayim Kol Chatzon don't need to be Arevon. Arevon is like a side din. There's a din that you need to have Arevon. Chari means you need to have the Tzukas not mefulashes. The two side walls, they can't just be mefulash in the middle. So we need to have a steam in the middle. So for that, you have to have a pasdalet with a gimel. You can't. That's what the Gemara means. That since they're not a Arevon, so therefore you have to have more than just a tefach seichlik. You need to have a bigger barrier to take off the problem that the shayat, that the suicide walls lack in Arevonness. But not that this is the not that the doifen emtsoi becomes the shayat kol chasson. If this would be from the shayat kol chasson, you couldn't use a pasdalet. You need salad step. You need a pasayin. Because it's mukhin the rabbin fezayin. That in the shayin kol chasson you can't use pasdalet. Pasdalet is only for the middle wall of a sukkah so you come up. So says the Chazon Ish. Again, al kochach, the shayin kol chasson are the side walls. The middle wall is not the shayin kol chasson. So what do you need pasdalet for? So the Gemara said, because it lacks in Arevon. It just means there's a thing called Arevon that you need to have. Nothing to do with the fire of the shayin kol chasson. The shayin kol chasson are the side walls. But you need to have Arevon. So Mimela, to provide a Arevon, you need a Pasdalet. We could say this maybe in two flavors, this Chazon Ish. Either that Arevon is like Stam a side halacha, the sukkah can't be mefuleshes, so you have to have a barrier, the sukkah shouldn't be mefuleshes. Or maybe say a slightly different sukkah. The two side walls can't have a pilush between them. So the two side walls, if there's a pilush between them, the two side walls are folded to not Arevon. But if you're Menea, the pilush between them, then the two side walls become like Arevon. Because there's no pilush in between. So you need to have a pasdal in the middle, kach, to be benayah of the pilush. But not that this ever becomes the kil chasim. Ad kan the Chazon Ish. First of all, it's hard to understand. So then why are kind of enough? If this is not the kil chasim, the sidewalls are kil chasim. This is really the shlishis. LMI, there's a problem. It lacks the two side walls. There's a pilush in between. So they're not Areva, and I need to be menei of the pilush. So to be menei of the pilush, you can't use a mechitzah of kanan. And Shabbos, you menei of pilush with kanan. You should pass out of a mechitzah of kanan. It'll be menei of the kiyas rabbin, whatever. So the mechitzah need to have a pasdal. So the Ran said why you need a pasdal. The Ran said because you need a shiaroi. Why do you need a shiaroi? To be menei a pilush, you need a shiaroi. To take off the problem of Arevon. There's two side walls of the real mechitzas. Elamai, there's a problem that they're not Arevon because there's a pilush in between. So you need to take it off. So mechitaisa, for that I need a shiaroi. Why shiaroi? This is not my doifin. This is not the shtayim kol chatzon. It's the shlishis. Shlishis really only not, it's enough to be a doifin tefach. Elamai, but it's a problem of Arevon. So it's this barrier is there to prevent the problem of Arevon. To make it Arevon. To prevent the problem of not being Arevon, of being a foolish. No. So mechitaisa has to have a shiaroi. That's problem number one. Problem number two, which may be even more fundamental. In the Lashon of the Ran, it's very hard to read this Chazon Ish. Because the Lashon of the Ran says over and over again, that according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, the word Shtayim Kol Chatzon is Tarte Mashma. And Shtayim Kol Chatzon means not only that the two Tfanis have to have a Shir Meshach Sukkah, but it means that they have to be Arevon. That says several times. It's not true. The Shtayim Kol Chatzon are not Arevon. There's a time in that sad that they can't be a pilish in between. But the Ran Lachor says beferish the shtayim kilchosan need to be areva. That's shtayim kilchosan tarte mashma. So maybe we could be nidchak. We'll say when the Ran means is that the shtayim kilchosan tarte mashma means the shtayim kilchosan have to be first of all have to be long. And they have to not have a pilish in between. But if you set up a barrier in between, then the shtayim on the side are taka areva. But let's still share. The Ran himself, later on, the Ran says, I'll tell you where it is. Based on this Gemara, the Ran says at the end, that's it. Lefiz, it's on in my Gemara. It's daf. It's Amud Vav in the Rif. I have always Vav the Gemara. The first column. The Dibur Maskel is Lefiz. The Ran says Lefiz. It's Tzorich liyizor shlo yebech bechol kronos asuka sochem. They came in the bina state fanis the arevon. The suka suy kemov in amel they passed dalid haikus state fanis the arevon. The kvar kasavne the ain suas apesach meil suka mishum toifin. After we shemayel the Shabbos, I'll tell you the Ran outside. Maybe it's easier. I'll tell you the Ran. The Ran says the following. First of all, the Ran is miyasin that for shtayim kilchosan you can't use the tzuras haPesach. That's what you say. The Ran mentioned in the past. The Ran says it has to be because if you could use the tzuras haPesach for the shtayim kilchosan, then what's the kulu the doifin shlishi? Point to Rava that the doifin shlishi needs a tzuras haPesach anyway. So that at the end of the day, what you have in the doifin shlishi would be good in all the other tefaris. You have. Lovud and a doifin, and then the rest of it is tzuras haPesach. So if you set it up on any side, that would be good because the tzuras haPesach is fine. Al kochach tzuras haPesach is not kosher by shtayim kilchos. The Ran is mashman stas mechitz and he cares. So therefore, says the Ran, based on that, the Ran says, what if I have a sukkah where I have very nice tfaris, full tfaris, but at the corners I have a tzuras haPesach. So he says it's no good. Why is it no good? Says the Ran, because you need shayim kilchosim da'arevon. That's the argument by Mobley. You need shayim kilchosim da'arevon. So the shayim kilchosim need to be arevon. They need to come together. And tzuras haPesach is not good for the shayim kilchosim. So you put those two things together, and it means that the arevon can't be made with the tzuras haPesach. So I don't understand. According to the Chazon Ish, you can have by sukkah suy kumovi, what is the shayim kilchosan? This wool and this wool, which are very far from each other. They don't even touch. So what does it even mean that they're areva? You have to say, well, but since there's no pilush in between, so that makes them that they're not areva. So to be menea pilush, just so you can have two far apart walls that are not even touching, as long as they're not a pilush in the middle, so that takes off the problem of that makes it that those walls become areva. They don't have to literally touch. They don't really have to be kim and gam. They just have to, they not have a pilush. So why is it enough? I'll put up a tzuras haPesach at the corner, and now there's not a pilush in between. Tzuras haPesach is also menei a pilush. I mean, who told the Ran that it can't? The Shabbos tzuras haPesach is a fine mechitza. Who told the Ran that a tzuras haPesach can't be menei a pilush? A tzuras haPesach can't be the mechitza itself, because it's not a mechitza any keres. But the tzuras haPesach can't be, that's the Ram's Yisai, you need a mechitza any keres. He sends you back to the Gemara by Amud. Explains that's why there's a the shtayim kilchosan. You can't use a tzuras haPesach. Fine, I'm not using a tzuras haPesach for the shtayim kilchosan. I'm just using a tzuras haPesach to be menei the pilush that the shtayim kilchosan should be considered arevon. Al korchok, you see that it's not true. That arevon means literally that they have to touch. Arevon means kimin gam, and therefore says the Ran, I need to have shtayim kilchosan arevon. So that means I have to have solid mechitza all the way around the corner. The tzuras haPesach can't be part of that. And we're back to square one. So how do we understand the Ran over here? So we cut this a long way around. But the basic problem in the Ran is that we're between a rock and a hard place. We put the two Rans together, the Ran by us, with the Ran at the side, between a rock and a hard place. What is the Ran hold? is this Daifan Amsoi, is it the Shtayim Kilchasim, or is it not the Shtayim Kilchasim? That's the question with which you begin. After Kol Ador Ve'Ele in the Ran, we run up against the problem. On the one hand, we have the Rambayos, who says that Shtayim Kilchasin includes the idea of Arevim. That Lefi Rav Yishuv and Levi Shtayim Kilchasin Tarte Mashma. Part of Kilchasin means that they have to be Arevim. So that would certainly be Mati Mashma, that this Doifin Emsoi has to be part of the Shtayim Kilchasin. That's the round about by the Zobius also. He says he can't use to specify the Zobius because he needs Shtayim Kilchasim Da'arevim. So it has to be solid Fanois all the way to the corner. But that's Tamikaf. It's clear from that round. You can't just take a Doifan here, and be Menea Pulish in the middle. Da'arevim means you have to have the two Fanois come together, Kimingam. So, of course, this is the Shtayim Kilchasim, Kimingam. The Doifan himself is part of the Shtayim Kilchasim. That's on the one hand. That explains very nicely why you have to have seven tefachim, because you take a need of shir zayin tefachim, because this is the Shtayim Kilchasim. And it's sort of half explains why you need a solid pas dalet. The Ran says because I need a shir haroi. Why do you need a shir haroi? Because it's part of my Shtayim Kilchasim. Yeah, it's a little bit hard to understand. So you should need solid seven. So you have to say, well, for chef, you need a solid shem daifin, but the shir daifin could be made up from lovud, maybe some kind of prayer like that. But on Kabbalim, all of this would conduce to saying that the Ran holds this is the Shtayim Kilchasim. Shtayim Kilchasim Da'arevim. But on the other hand, we have the Chazanish's objection. That if the Ran in fact held that you could use Pas Dalet for Shtayim Kilchasim, then why in the world in after Zion, when Rav Ami said that a Pas Dalet is Matir Besukah, so what in the world forced the Ram to say there? Rav Ami's talking about a sukkah so you come over, which is very shared in the Gemara. Why not learn there? Rav Ami's talking about the regular mechitzas of sukkah, the shtayim, the kim and gam, and Rav Ami's saying for mechitzas of sukkah, for shtayim kilchosin, you could use a pas dalet. Al korgan, it's not true. For the shtayim kilchosin, you cannot use a pas dalet. You can only use a pas dalet over here for the doifin and soy, because that's not from the shtayim kilchosin. That's what the Chazanish learns. The shtayim kilchosin, therefore, are the side mechitzas. The Doifin Emsoi is just to be Menea, the problem of Pilush. It's very sad. The Ran himself says, Shtayim Kilchasim, Tarte Mashma Kilchasim means Da'arevim, and the Ran about the Zobius. So that's where we are. We're between these two things.
According to Chazanish, what was the Ran's other option?
What do you mean by other option?
I mean, what would have shot if they were written in Kim Gam and then the last dollar would have been coming off of the Kim Gam?
Like Tysus. You have a wall, and then you have Lovod, and then you have Dalet, and that's it. And then I guess a Tefachalim.
Meaning, so what's the nothing
of the two? This is a more positive. Why?
It's still forming the Shtayim Kilchasim.
No, but the way the Ram runs the Gemara, the one that at the Zayin of Ami, we're talking about a case of you have two walls on the side. And you have a pas dalet with the lovud. First of all, it doesn't say it in the Gemara. Secondly, this machlekes Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Levi. So you're saying that Rami holds like Rabbi Shimon Levi against Rabbi Yehuda. Why doesn't he even talk about it? It's a big doifik in the Gemara. Why learn though? If you learn the Gemara like Tosfos learns, they would just talk about a regular Shtayim Kilchasim and we're saying for Shtayim Kilchasim you could use a pas dalet. That has nothing to do with machlekes Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon Levi.
It would, though.
No, not at all. Rabbi Yeshua and Levi holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you have a sukkah, so you come over, he doesn't require a rebbe. So he says, all you need over here is a tefach. For sure, but Rabbi Yehuda agrees that in this case, you need to have a pas dalet over here. You can't just have a tefach. This is my shtayim kilchasim kim ingam.
Is that really Pshat in Tosfos? Isn't he saying like the Ran?
No. Person to Zion?
Yeah.
Mitzvah Sukkah b'shtei tefanis. You need to have shtei tefanis. He doesn't even talk about the tefach. Because that's the passage like the Rabbanon. If you have one solid wall, then the sooner
of the walls.
Mizrachis.
Of the walls.
What?
One of the walls. There's two.
Yeah, fine, you have two walls. But if one of the walls is shalom, so you put it on the east side, and then you have the padalu mashu, either on the north or on the south, and you put it over here with lovod,
and then there's the other wall, the one that's not shalom.
The other wall is the pasdalu. I have the shalom, the zayin, and then I have the pas. The past dollar.
Isn't the shalom?
The yeshkan shtei tefanis shleimus, and now we have two tefanis shleimus, including the past dollar.
Maybe the other wall is the tefach.
She's not talking about the tefach. She's nishayim kilchosim. Not even talking about the tefach. Sukkah b'shtei tefanis. There's more like the rabbon and shayim kilchosim. Kimin gam. The bechal is not misyachas to the tefach. And now he says these two tefanis, kimin gam, you could make them out of one full wall. So you can't take two past dollars and do this. That's not physically possible. You can't take two pasdalas and make shtayim kochosin even with lovod. Because what is it going to be lovod to? I'm just imagining in your mind's eye. You can't take two pasdalas and make a lovod. Because the lovod has to hit something. You need one solid wall, and then the other one is a pasdalas with the lovod, and then you have two sevens, two zayins. And that's your kimin gam. He's not even talking about the tefach. He doesn't have to get involved with the tefach. The main thing is the kimin gam. That's clear in places. The kitzur, so what's going on in the Iran? So I'll tell you what I think is going on in the Iran. In Chanan is lo olam. The Iran says clearly, shtayim kilchosan tarti mashu. That means part of the halacha of shtayim kilchosim is that you need to have two tefanis derivim. And it even means kipshuta, they have to be kimin gam. Can't be one over here and one over there, and you'll do some magic in the middle, set up the police barriers. That's not called shtayim kilchosim derivim. You need to have shtei tefanis kimin gam. That's part of the tarti mashma of shtayim kilchosim. In addition, shtayim kilchosim means kilchosim kishir meshach sukkah. We didn't read the Ran inside, but that's clear in the Ran. The Ran says, he starts off saying, Shayim Kilchosin means. What does Kilchosin mean? Kilchosin means like the halacha l'boshim isina. Which is what? So the Ran starts off saying, Shayim Kilchosin means, at a minimum, state means Kishir Meshach Sukkah. And then he goes on, then he brings the Gemara about Mobi, and he said, according to Rabbi Huda, that's all Kilchosin means. Could be one over here, one over here, but as long as they're long enough, that's Shayim Kilchosin, then you just make a tefach. According to Rishon Levi, Shtayim Kilchosin Tarti Mashma. So the Shtayim Kilchosin, besides meaning that you need to have Shtayim Kilchosin Kishir Meshach Sukkah, you need Shtayim Kilchosin, meaning Halacha Moshe Nisina did, that they have to be Kimin Gam, they have to be Dairevon. So there's no escaping that the Pshut Rishon Mikra of the Ran, that Shtayim Kilchosin includes the idea of Arevon. Because it's Tarti Mashma. However, the Shtayim Kilchosin, that they have to be Kilchosin Kishir Meshach Sukkah, and the Shtayim Kilchosin, that they have to be Shtei Tefanis De'arevon, it's two independent halachas. They don't have to be the same two walls. You could have a sukkah in which the Shtayim Kilchosin Kishir Meshach Sukkah are two walls, and the Shtayim Kilchosin De'arevon are two different walls. By sukkah ksui kim gam, that's not the way it is. But the etzim, there's no reason that those two Shtayim Kilchosin, the two walls, have to be the same identical walls. Therefore, by a sukkah, that's number one. And number two, preface number two, whatever is included in the Shtayim Kilchosin has to be solid without lovod, like the side of the guy. And the Ran also holds that way. Shtayim Kilchosin is solid without any lovod at all. So now the Ran is mamash kibin chayim. Says the Ran, when you have like this a sukkah, so you come over. So there's two dinim of Shtayim Kilchosin. I need to have, first of all, Shtayim Kilchosin kashir meshach sukkah. And I need to have Shtayim Kilchosin, the Arevon. Where is my Shtayim Kilchosin Kishir Meshach Sukkah? Only the two side walls. Because the middle wall is not kashir mesach sukkah. Even after the pasdalad, but it's only lobud, so that's not kilchosun, has to be a doifin kilchosun. You need stay defano is kilchosun. And kilchosun, in the first sense of the word, means kashir mesach sukkah. So it means I need two solid walls, kashir mesach sukkah, those are my side walls. But then there's another halacha, tate mashma. There's another halacha that I need stay defano is darevam. My two side walls are not areva. So for that I have a different Steinkel chasm. I have the side wall with the Doifen Emsoi. The Doifen Emsoi is a Steinkel chasm de areva. Why? Because it's areva, that's clear, areva. And it's a solid Doifen. Because four tvachim is a Shia roi to be called a Doifen. Of course, it's not a Doifen Keshia Meshach Sukkah. That's okay, but I don't have the other Stein Kilchasen. But this Stein Kilchasen, I don't need Kilchasen of Shia Meshach Sukkah. But this, I just need Stein Kilchasen Darevon. So therefore, I have a Doifen over here on the side. I have a Doifen of four Tvachim. I have a Pas Dalet, solid. That's a Shia Roy. That's also called a Doifen. So this is my Stein Kilchasen Darevon.
Even though the Lovet comes before?
Oh, so, yeah, even though it's Lovet, because Lovet is connected. That's the idea. Lovet is Lovet.
So Prebi is saying that you can't use the Lovet for the shear of the Dauphin.
Right, you can use it for the Isarevon. It is
Arevon. Right,
Isarevon. I mean, that's everybody's piece. If you have a Sukkah and at the corner it's Lovet, Leishamana, that's a problem. The Rav says if it's, you can't use it to a Pesach, but Lovet, presumably you can use Lovet, it's always considered to be a Mechubah.
But why do you need Lovet?
That's effective. You're asking good question. So then why do you need Lovet at all? Take away the Lovet and just have four Tvachim. And then I'll have Shtayim Kilchosin Shia Meshach Sukkah on the sides. I'll have Shtayim Kilchosin Darevon Kimin Gam. And what am I lacking? Why do I need the Lovet altogether? Why does this wall need to be a Mechitza Seven Tvachim altogether? The answer is because that's another halacha. That Mechitza Sukkah has to be Zayin Tvachim. Besides this Shtayim Kilchosin Darevon, Shtayim Kilchosin Shia Meshach, besides this Shtayim Kilchosin Kedin, it's a Mechitza. And a mechitza has to be the whole length of the reshus, or in the case of sukkah, zayin tvachim is the whole is the sheer mechitza of sukkah is zayin tvachim. That's besides the halacha of shtayim kilchosin darevon. Now, even though of course by the shlishis tefach you don't need that, by the shlishis tefach you can just have a little. You don't need a zayin tvachim, but this middle wall is not the shlishis. That's a perk that the shlishis gets. The doifin shlishi gets to be less than zayin tvachim. But that's because it's coming after Shayim Kilchosim. When I already have Shayim Kilchosim, so the third wall doesn't need to be seven tefachim. This Doifen Emsoi is not coming after Shayim Kilchosim. It's one of the Shayim Kilchosim. I mean, it's coming after the Shayim Kilchosim of the side, but it's one of the Shayim Kilchosim Darevon. If you're one of the Shayim Kilchosim, you can't also be the Doifen Shlishi. So if you're not the Doifen Shlishi, then you're a regular Mechitza Sukkah. Mechitza Sukkah needs to be Zayin Tefachim just to define the Rishus. That goes into the idea that a mechitza sukkah is part of what defines the reshus. It needs to be meshach. It needs to be seven tefachim. Because if it's not seven tefachim, then it's not able to define the reshus. That's nothing to do with this. But for that, you can use lovel. For the gzeres hakosel of shtayim kilchosam, shtei tefanes kilchosam, which the goyin says precludes lovel. Shtayim kilchosam is just tefach. That's a solid tefach, like the goyin is with that, and it's a solid shtayim kilchosam. So that has to be solid. But then there's another halacha. It's one of the three mechitzas. One of the mechitzas has sukkah that defines the reshus of the sukkah, and mechitzas sukkah needs to be seven tefachim. But that's outside of the halacha of shayim kilchosim. For that, you could use lovel. Well, that's the tzirif hadvar. And that's why you need to have a pasdalet. It's gevaldik in the Ramat HaZayin. The Ramat says you need a pasdalet. Why don't you do the lovel? He says, no, you need a shir haroi. So where does this come from? What's this? Manashok. If you can use lovel, so do lovel for the whole thing. And if you can't use lovel, then you should have to have a solid zayin tefachim. What's this pshara over here? You need a solid of four tvachim, but the other three tvachim you can make up with lovel. The answer is because whatever is in the shtayim kilchosin has to be solid. So the two machitzas on the side have to be solid if it's the length of seven tvachim, because those are the shtayim kilchosin kashir meshach sukkah. This life in Emsoi is not. I don't need it to fill that role. I need it to fill a different role. That is the shtayim kilchosin darevon. That I need shtei defanos darevon. Well, just to be shtei tefanos darevon, so I just need that you call a doifin. For a doifin, all I need is four tefachim, because that's the shiur of a doifin. I have a shiur of a doifin, so now I have shtayim kilchosin darevon. it's gewaldic shame. This the way it comes out now in the run. Everything is I'm a kaimi over b'shalom.
You don't have a
good
shlishis in that case.
What? No, I hear the Dutch shlishis. I don't read Dutch shlishis. I mean, in a way, it's Dutch shlishis. Yeah, I suppose it's also Dutch shlishis. I don't read Dutch shlishis. I have two twos. I have two shtayim kilchosim. I have shtayim kilchosim kshiva shesuk on the side. I have shtayim kilchosim darevon. Yes, why should I need a doifin shlishi? I guess in a way, why the doifin shlishi means you need to make up. You need something on the third side. I have something on all three sides. I have more than a doifin. I have more than a doifin tefach on all three sides. So I don't need a doifin tefach in addition. But as far as the shayin kachosin is concerned, that's the including nourish. I have it. And that's what the Ran means. Tarte mashmo. Tarte mashmo doesn't mean that the shayin kilchosin have to have both qualities. It means that there's two dinim of shayin kilchosin. There's a din shtayim kilchosin kashim esav sukkot. But then tarti mashma, there's a din shtayim kilchosin darevon. But who said they have to be the same? Okay, just put down all the eyes. So that's why the Rambam Moshul in Tazayin, he doesn't say you could, why did you learn that? Like, why did you learn that? Rambam is talking about a sukkah suri kamavi. Why not learn he's talking about kimin gam? Because in a sukkah suri kimin gam, you can't use a pas dalet. Because there, your two mechitzas, you only have two mechitzas to deal with. You only have two mechitzas to work with. And those two mechitzas, it's not enough for them to be shayim kilchosim dareibon. They have to be shayim kilchosim kishim esav sukkah. So they need to be solid seven tefachim all the way through. So only by sukkah kemobui, where I already have shayim kilchosim kishim esav sukkah on the side. And all I'm lacking is shayim kilchosim dareibon. So just to provide shayim kilchosim dareibon. So it's enough to have a doifin kishir aroi. I have a doifin. So four tefachim is a doifin. That's a shem doifin. So now I have shtei tefachim. Fine, it's darim. Plus I need lower because otherwise I don't have seven tefachim because mechitzas sukkah has to be seven tefachim. Okay, that's a wrap for the wrap. I think later, Mr. Shem, we're going to get to the issue of Tehran. I want to talk about. Well, we're going to go through Rava, which is why I want to go through Rava. And then we go through Rava, we're going to have the issue, which is what the Goyim was talking about. This Goyim that we keep referencing, the Goyim discusses the issue, which the Ran talks about. When you have a Sukkah, so you come over, you need a Tzuras and Pesach over here. Like it's the Ran of the Rambam, the Goyim connects it to this issue, is this Doifin, the Kilchosin, the Kadoifin, or not the Kilchosin, the Kadoifin? The light of what we're working through in the Ran is going to help us a lot in getting our heads around that issue. This, the machlekes, the Ram and the Ran is if you need a source of Pesach, you not need a source of Pesach. Which the Goyin is telling the issue is the Doifin and Soy from the Shtayim Kilchosim, then you don't need a source of Pesach. Is it not from Shtayim Kilchosim, then you don't need a source of Pesach. Now, with all the things that we're working on, we're going to be able to understand it in a much better way. And then the Rosh, we want to see also the Rosh on that issue, and Sukkah Sri Kamobri, and whether you need a source of Pesach or not, the Rosh has different Diburim altogether, different stigmas entirely. The Rosh is about, it's Garua, so you need a bigger tikkun. That's the Rosh is a different signal, different gifts in the Gemara. So that we'll talk about separately. But the first thing on the agenda is to go through Rava. Rava is very, very different. Very difficult. I don't have a clock type in Rava at all, but I'll share my confusion with you as much as possible.
For Tosas, what would be the difference between this case and Rava? If it's just one chance of possible.